summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Panganampake Pagan. Joining me, as always, Ian McNally and Bahir Yusuf to talk about Tom Cruise being back on screen and on form following the disaster that was The Mummy. This time he's in the Doug Liman vehicle, American Made. He directed Cruise last in Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. He also directed Jumper in 2008, Swingers in 96, and Go in 1999, one of my favorite films of all time.
I love that movie, yeah. So American Made tells the story of Barry Seal, who was a pilot turned spy turned drug smuggler turned government informant, and the real life story actually of Barry Seal.
Yep.
And here's the thing, I looked it up, and the real life story of Barry Seal seems a lot stranger than what we saw in the film.
There's actual testifying at certain points against drug dealers and stuff that doesn't crop up in the movie at all.
No. So this is one of those movies where I think, you know, Hollywood movie producers are constantly looking for the next crazy story to pitch, and sometimes truth ends up being stranger than fiction. Mm-hmm. We saw a little bit of it in Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, right, where the movie actually downplayed the heroism of the protagonist. And in this movie, I think if they had, it already was completely out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if they had actually told some of the real things that Barry Seal had done, I think it would be completely unbelievable.
Plus, I think some of it's done for efficiency's sake, because having to wait around for him to testify at the trials is probably not as interesting as him getting Pablo Escobar on camera on a plane delivering some drugs, you know? So it's more cinematic in certain respects.
Yeah. So, I mean, this movie kind of ties in all of these moments in history that had to do with the Iran-Contra affair during the Reagan administration. It brings in Escobar, Noriega.
He's basically smuggling Forrest Gump. Drug smuggling Forrest Gump. He gumps his way through all the major activities of the US government in South America in the late 70s, early 80s.
And if you see the movie, do look it up, because it does sound like Forrest Gump. Mm. It sounds like a joke, right? That he was this one guy that was involved with all these things that were the major talking points.
He was the gringo that always delivered.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's just the idea that this guy was involved in all these things in South America that then had repercussions with the Iran-Contra deal and all that. It sounds unbelievable. It sounds like a Forrest Gump film, like you said. But no, this is the truth. And he was... Yeah, Barry Seal was involved with all these things. I just looked him up. He doesn't look anything like Tom Cruise.
No.
Which is rather disappointing. I was kind of hoping someone who did do all that kind of looked a little, you know, suave, a little cool.
Nah, he was a chubby fella.
He was a chubby airline pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, and also he was in his 40s when the story kicks off, as opposed to Tom Cruise is in the best looking 50s of any point in the 50s.
That's true. Yeah.
But he's still... You know, he has that weight of Tom Cruise. This guy was like in his 40s and started doing this.
Schlubby,
yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was a real fun Tom Cruise movie. This was the kind of Tom Cruise movie that I enjoy. It's just mindless entertainment. It's him cracking wise. It's him doing the whole Top Gun thing. He's even got aviators on at some point.
All the time. I think mindless entertainment does it a bit of a disservice. It's better than that.
It is.
But it's not Goodfellas in the Air
or
something, which I think is something it's trying to aim for at times.
Does it? Does it have such ambitions? Because, and the reason I ask that is, so Barry Seal's a very interesting character. And watching this movie, I felt that, hey, they've kept in the spectacle, but they've conveniently left out the fact that all of these things he's done has ruined millions of lives, right?
I mean,
whether it's through the drug trade or just the people who ended up getting killed in Colombia because of all the weapons he delivered to Escobar, right?
Because basically the plot is anytime he lands somewhere, someone comes up to him with a better deal than he's already doing. Oh, you're taking photos of the Sandinistas? Well, on your way back, how about you bring some drugs? Oh, we just, you know, the CIA wants you to bring some guns. We'll give them somewhere else and we'll give you some more drugs.
And he does everything with a wink and a smile.
And I like that. I like that. And you're right. And this is the kind of, it's a very, it's Tom Cruise film, right? It's not, I don't want to see the repercussions of drugs. I don't want to see the people of Detroit just like being taken apart by the drug epidemic. I don't want to see people die at the barrel of a gun. I just want to see this guy's like fun trip.
And that's what we get.
That's what we get.
Which is why I don't know if the movie had ambitions to be a Goodfellas.
Well, that's why, I mean, this is. I'm getting to that age now. It's like, especially after watching the Emoji Movie and The Room in the same week, it's like there's only so many movies you can watch. And as a flip side of that, there's only so many movies you can make. And watching this, I'm like thinking, well, it's got a bit of Goodfellas. It's got a bit of Blow. It's got, you know, a bit of Air America. But... and it's doing them all well. And I really like Doug Liman. And there's just, it wasn't hitting the peaks of anything. You know, Tom Cruise is great. You said, you know, it's a Tom Cruise movie or he's a great character. There's no other characters in this movie apart from Don Gleason.
That's true. It's him.
Yeah. And it's some of that makes it less unbelievable for a true story, because you never get his wife's opinion on certain major activities that happen. Or it's Tom Cruise, so Tom Cruise doesn't do drugs. Whereas, did Barry really go all this time without even partaking? Like, everyone else in his team.
Oh, in his team does.
In his team. Can anyone name any of his team apart from Pete? Because you're supposed to worry about Pete, but you're like, which is that Pete?
which one's Pete?
You know, he introduces a team of his snowbirds that he calls them for helping to shuttle drugs and guns and things. But that could have been a great Goodfellas moment. Or, you know, that could be Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro kind of star thing. But you look at these guys and one's got a surfboard and that's all I can tell you about any of them.
And you're right. This was a through and through Tom Cruise vehicle. Mm. He had almost 100% of screen time. There weren't any scenes without him in it. Mm. And his wife and family are props at best. I mean, his wife has some great lines.
And she has a kid. She has an extra kid every time we see her.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, she's got another kid.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
And we don't actually see her point of view, which is fine. I mean, if a movie wanted to focus entirely on his point of view, I mean, it's told partly through a VO, using the conceit that he's kind of recording himself on videotape for posterity because he thinks the cartel's going to kill him, right? Yeah. And
or you don't know what it is, because it's just, I found that jarring as well, that Doug Liman is a master of style, but there's animated sections at the beginning to try and explain Michael Moore style what's going on
with the whole Cold War
and everything. And that's kind of like never used again. And then the camera, the VO, the self-camera, the selfie video camera stuff doesn't start until like a good half hour in. So it's not like the movie starts with that. It's not like, again, I hate to compare it back to Goodfellas, but you know, it starts with, he never wanted to be a schmuck. You know, it starts with that line, it ends with that line. Yeah. The narration is there all the way through. Whereas in this, it's kind of like, oh, here's something else we're going to throw at the wall and see if it sticks. And I kind of, it didn't seem to settle down into a style for me. If it had that all the way through, I would have enjoyed it more. As I said, it felt, and this is a bad term, but it did really feel like a mixed bag of Coke.
I saw it before you guys, and I think, and I came back to the office and I turned to Uma and I go, it felt like a Sunday movie. It felt like a movie you'd sit at home or you know.
You like to watch drug dealing movies on your Sundays?
Yeah. Did you guys not catch at Narcos?
I don't know.
That's what I did.
I normally sit down and watch Little House on the Prairie, but you can do what you want on Sundays.
All right. But yeah, it just didn't have the scope, didn't have the style, didn't have the storytelling of like a big sort of budgety film. And I think that sort of, it's sort of interesting that none of the real supporting cast, if you can even call them that, other than say Donald Gleason, really do anything.
Yeah.
Because I like Jesse Plemons on Friday Night Lights, and he was the sheriff in this one, and it's just like
his plotline goes scenes, nowhere. Yeah. He's there for three scenes, one of which is to set something up, and then he's gone.
And then he's done. Yeah. So to me, it felt like a weird thing. It really did feel like, this is a Tom Cruise film. You're just going to be following Tom Cruise. You're going to be watching Tom Cruise. That's it. The Attorney General is also a name actress. I can't remember her name nor where I've seen her before.
Connor Trinneer from Enterprise plays George W. Bush sitting in a hallway for
a
minute.
Yeah, and it's just that thing of like, yeah, there are all these other sort of character actors or even just, you know,
who are in it for 30 seconds.
In it for 30 seconds and then leave.
Like, there's an FBI agent who turns up like Shaft in the middle of it. And he's just looking around this town that is like all banks because of all the money that Barry's making and needs to stash. And that could be like a primary nemesis for him.
Yeah.
But he kind of like is set up to be one and then nothing. Disappears. Nothing.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because of the way the story pans out, right? Because he's got, you know, he moves on from, say, what, shall we just call them employers within the US government?
Mm.
And so do these all these villains in inverted commas, or rather the people who are trying to take him down, get caught up in red tape somewhere and just sort of drop him?
I think it's just one of those things that's absolutely impossible to adapt, and you're left with this mishmash, mixed bag, salad of a film, right? Because the real story is so complicated and complex, and all the things he actually did in his life were... Well, it kind of spanned everything. I mean, at one point he was working for the White House.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fit that in a movie with a really lean running time as this one.
Yeah.
It was just under 2 hours. I think it was an hour 45, if I'm not mistaken, which was fun.
Yeah.
Because I think if you have to make something like this, you need that kind of running time so I don't pick up on all of the plot holes that you've dropped.
Yeah. Or yeah, I think maybe we might have done a little bit more focus. Like, it was funny, just after we saw the early screenings, and I wanted to double check on some notes. And, you know, it's a very much a Tom Cruise movie. The actor who plays Pablo Escobar wasn't listed on IMDb as of the page of release. I couldn't find out his name. So it just kind of shows how that huge character in the whole drama is just not even a big name actor or a main name actor. It's just like, well, there's three guys in the Medellin cartel, and we'll stick with Jorge most of the time, and the rest of the time we'll just have Pablo in the background.
Although that is quite interesting that they didn't focus on Pablo Escobar.
Mm.
Like, they could have easily made Pablo Escobar the character, the one, because he's the one everybody knows and all that. But I thought it was quite interesting that they went with Jorge instead. Whether or not that was true, I don't know. Maybe he did deal with Jorge most of the time. Although I will say that, for this film, I think for a running time of just under 2 hours, 145 or something, it's interesting that they just followed him, because they did try to start like following all the little threads of the CIA agent, the White House stuff, I think then, for one, you'll get a lot less Tom Cruise. But for two, it will also be I think it wouldn't be as satisfying in the sense that if you're just following him, you sort of ignore everything that's happening in the periphery and just follow this one guy doing his thing.
Hmm.
I think that made the movie, for what it is, a lot more satisfying. I mean, this isn't a bad movie by any measure.
No.
I mean, it's a great time at the cinema. And, you know, everyone at our screening was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes at really awkward bits, but everyone was laughing and having a good time. And, yeah, I think I'd recommend you go watch this movie. And it feels like a Tom Cruise movie. You know, The Mummy didn't feel like a Tom Cruise movie, right? And I think part of it had to do with the fact that The Mummy wasn't about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, I guess that charm, charisma, all of that was lost in The Mummy. Meanwhile, in this one, it's all there.
No, it's in spades, right? Like, Tom Cruise is being the best Tom Cruise. Like, this is the Tom Cruise that everybody really likes.
He's literally, like, it's like his own biopic. He's just grinning his way through his life and everything's going his way.
Yeah. American Made is now in cinemas. You can go check it out and then tell us what you think. I'm on Twitter at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahewai.
I'm at McNasty Prime.
We are also on Facebook, facebook.com/@themoviesmy. Also, we're now on iTunes. So if you search for At The Movies on BFM 89.9, you can subscribe or, you know, just listen to one episode. We're not pushy that way.
Leave a review
as well. Five stars, folks, just like what the Uber guys tell you all the time. five stars. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!